What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of All of It. And today I am here with Mom and me and the Rugrats in the background. And today we're going to be talking about the moon landing theories.
Girl, was it true or not?
Like, and how we all feel about it. So, start. Do you think the moon landing was real, Mother? The fact that she takes this long. So, no.
I don't think it's real. Only. How could it be real? If we haven't been back there, if we had the technology to go there back in the day, why the hell haven't we been back there?
To tell you the truth, it's no longer a competition anymore.
I know. We should be taking regular trips to the moon.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Faria is putting in that amount of effort and that much time and that much manpower into it. And it was only because it was a competition between who? China, Russia, and us. And so, like, there's no real world, I guess, significance to it anymore.
But now we have more resources, so it's easier.
Yeah, but, like, in the sense of, like, why don't you go visit your mother every day type shit? Not your mom specifically. Like, you got a car, so, like, why not go drive and see her every day?
I don't believe that.
I don't know. I just that's how I feel about it. I guess that's what makes the most sense to me.
I get it. It's not a competition anymore. Yeah. But the technology we have, it should be freaking easier. We sent a freaking rover to Mars. Yeah. We sent shit out there. Yeah. How come we haven't sent shit to the moon?
Or mom. We might have already done it, but it's just like, I'm saying, like, instead of actual spaceships, it's like little space drones.
I ain't never heard of it.
But that's what I'm saying. That, like,
and you know, I be watching videos and all that kind of stuff, and I have not heard of that.
But I feel like if the government really wanted to keep something a secret, they probably could keep it a secret.
I think there's something up there.
Okay, so say, for instance, they kept it a secret that we sent some rover or some kind of probe or something to the moon. We sent actual humans up to the moon. Mm-hmm. We should have a damn station on the fucking moon by now.
But, I mean, looking at it, like, what would be the strategic value of it, though?
Because the issue... We can't go further into space because we don't have the fuel capacity. Correct?
Sure. I'll take the word.
We don't have the power and we run out of fuel before we get there, right? Yeah. Okay, the moon is the damn gas station. Why ain't you stopping skirting up to the gas station getting some more fuel so you can go beyond that? Why? Why don't we have something stationed at the moon? We got a space station up in space floating, but we ain't got shit on the moon?
Yeah, there's something up there.
Come on, man. Either it didn't happen and we actually cannot get to the moon.
I don't know.
Or, like you said, some people say there was stuff up there that was dangerous or whatever. Then it might be that. But if it's, you know, I guess they're not going to come out and say that. But there's just like... The topic or the subject of even going back to the moon, to me, has not been touched. And that makes no sense to me.
Well,
what year did we go to the moon, supposedly?
Fuck if I know.
It's supposed, and see, and then 1980
there's... 1980-something?
That girl, please. Well, no, 80-something.
Okay, 90-something.
It was, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was either the 70s or the late 60s.
It was like almost
80s. 1969. Thank you. That's what I thought it was, 1969. So You can't tell me it's fucking 2022. Come on, man. No.
But I'm just like, I'm just saying, cause I don't know.
You're entitled to your opinion, but I do not believe that. I think there is a specific reason why we have not went back. Either that landing was thick as hell and we actually cannot get there, or if we did go there, there was some shit up there that we don't want to go back. And that, and if it's that, if that's the reason, then we'll probably, I ain't gonna say we'll never know, but we ain't gonna know because the government is hiding it.
Sure.
There was something up there on the, what did it say, the dark side of the moon.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right. Because I
that's
just,
where all the Decepticons are.
So I, yeah, and I just seen a news flash today about how.
I can't pick you up if I don't pick the twins up.
The moon rotates around the Earth at the same speed. No. So actually, no. We only visually see one side of the moon. We have not seen the other side of the moon. We have never seen the other side of the moon.
Oh, shit.
Yes. The dark side of the moon. Oh, we have never seen it. Because the same side of the moon is always facing Earth. Because of the way it rotates, the speed it rotates. Yes.
I don't know. So like, could there have been, I don't know, like at the very edge of like where the like when we did land and like where the dark side of the moon starts and like the light side starts, there was just something like sitting there just waiting, just like, come over here, motherfucker. Like with a space, with
maybe
a space,
I don't know.
Like with a moon spearing shit, just like sitting there, just come on. Come on, one more fucking step.
And like I said, if that's true, the government is not going to own up to it, because that would verify that there's aliens and they're as close as the damn moon. And they sitting there watching us.
That would be creepy.
Yeah, it would be creepy, but there is a reason why we supposedly have not been back if we really landed. That's why I quit. And then there's always those theories of what they people say, that there's no moon has no atmosphere, right? It's just a rock sitting in space.
Yeah.
So the flag blowing in the wind, there's no wind in space, but the flag blowing like a mug.
Oh, see, nah.
The flag is blowing. And I never thought about that until somebody said it, and I actually looked at the video, and the flag is blowing.
Oh my god!
Yeah, there's no wind. Should not nothing be blowing? There's little things in those videos that is like, it's questionable, and I don't. Don't quote me on this, I'm not sure, but I think there has been one or two government people or whatever that worked back then and said that it was all a hoax. They've come out and said it.
Jesus.
It has not been verified.
That's crazy. I don't know, but like...
But you can't tell me that if we really went to the moon, then you can't tell me that... We shouldn't have been back up there. We should be back up there.
To tell you the truth, it could. I feel as though, like, the two things that I think might have happened and the reason why we can't go back to the moon. One, because we had to do more collaboration with all the other countries to actually make it happen.
You think so?
So much so to where the government is like uncomfortable to admit. And so that's why they're like saying, no, we can't go back because of money. Or it could have been because of money. Like, we pulled, I don't know, like, yo.
I don't believe it's because of money, because NASA can do whatever the fuck they want to do. All that sending shit to Mars and stuff, honey, they find the billions of dollars to do that.
That is true.
They find a way to get it done. So I don't think it's because of money. I just don't.
So what is your 100% like opinion on it? Like, do you think it's because we saw some shit and we weren't supposed to see some shit, Or do you think it's because it's just flat out fake? And why would it be fake?
I don't know. I can't say 100%, but I tend to lean towards the theory of it never happened. Only because I feel like if we were up there and we saw some stuff or some dangerous or there were some creatures or something up there, I feel like if that was the case, then we wouldn't be dabbling in space, period. Yeah. The moon is too damn close. You know what I'm saying? It's too close. Yeah. And it's circling the freaking Earth. So I feel like if that was the case, then we would be treading extremely lightly with dealing with space. We wouldn't be sending stuff to Mars and stuff like that and our satellites and stuff. And that's a little too close for comfort.
But what if we just got permission?
Permission from the aliens.
I have a theory. Would think they would have contacted, do some type of alien people.
If that was true, the fact that they're too fucking scared to go back to the moon, to me that means we are not in communication with them, or them motherfuckers said, hell no, don't come back out here. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just saying. So that's why I say I lean more towards that it just didn't damn happen. But it should be happening if we did land on the moon, actually.
It's so weird. It's so weird. Just
the other fact of that is, this was 1969 when they supposed to land.
69. When they landed on the moon. 2022.
Now we have internet. We have drones. We have way more intelligence than we had at that time.
And we do have a fuel station up there.
And we have people that with IQs that far exceeds what they had in 1960.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's too many people that can refute what they say if somebody tried to go to the moon right now. Too many people can refute that.
And then you gotta take into account that all this stuff is very much possible. It could be true. You got to think about the people that have come forth and have mysteriously gotten killed.
Yep.
Have died. There's too much cover up. I'll say it like that. There's too much cover up going on.
And that's the thing that I'm trying to honestly get your opinion on. Like,
yeah, there's too much.
So let's say it didn't happen. And this is just me asking because I want to know what you think. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say it didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Why go through so much effort from 1969 all the way up and still up until present day so it doesn't get out? Like, why go through so much effort? If you didn't do it, why go through so much effort
to say,
but what?
Because it didn't happen. The people that know that it didn't happen, they trying to keep them people quiet.
I guess.
But as far as I'm concerned, the whole issue of our moon landing, to me is not talked about enough. They talk more about the existence of aliens than they do us landing on the moon.
But at the same time, those are TV shows. And, you know, the moon, I mean, not TV shows, but like.
Okay.
Documentaries and stuff. You know I watch all that stuff. So I'm like, they talk more about other stuff than they do the actual landing of the moon. And I mean, there's videos out there on the landing.
Okay, wait.
Because personally, I would feel more interested in hearing about like some possible alien sighting versus the moon. Because you know, like you can see it. Like you said, you can see it every single day, so you don't really think about it too much because you see it every day.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But I'm like, if we have all these questions about aliens or the universe and all that kind of stuff, why haven't we been back to the moon to set up some shit? Is it, can you, I feel better if they tell, if they would have said, okay, it's not possible, or we can't, it's not livable or sustainable. They, to me, they haven't even said that. But you got a space station floating in space, but you can't anchor some shit down on a rock.
And my theory, and I'm trying to go to like the most realistic side of this, like,
and I'm not a scholar.
In orbit, as far as the satellites and everything being in orbit,
to me that just doesn't make any sense.
It does, because like if you think about it, in orbit, you gotta use math and shit to like maneuver said whatever is up in space that we got a certain way so it doesn't like crash land somewhere you don't want it to land at, right?
Okay.
So we would have more control on having a space station. If a spaceship, God forbid, a space station did like fall from the sky, or a satellite did fall from the sky, or something like that, like I feel like it's more of a sense of control, because like you can control like how close, like as far as the space station, you can control like how it maneuvers and everything.
Okay.
That is a big ass fucking gap between the Earth and the Moon. So God knows how much shit could possibly happen.
But supposedly we have been there.
Yeah. And so
that's, and how many years has it been?
But that's what I'm saying. So that's what
50 years?
But that's what I'm saying. So instead of us going all the way out there, because we already did it. Allegedly we either did it or we didn't do it. I don't give a fuck. Like allegedly we already did it. And going there, you saw how like just even having the mental capacity to even get off the Earth itself, you saw all the
bullshit,
all the bullshit that they did to get that part right, let alone
we've gotten off the Earth several times now.
But I mean, like, let alone like also get off the Earth and then also sustain it in space for 3 days on the same course. Now I'm not by no means a rocket scientist. I got a homie who is trying to be, who aspires to be one. And he just gave me some shit just in general that he does. And holy shit, that is by far the worst thing I have ever seen in my life. Having like the amount of math they have to go through. So I feel... I guess what I'm trying to say is that I feel like the reason why we have space stations and they're in orbit around the Earth is because to minimize one, possibly the migraine that happens trying to figure out how to even get off the Earth again. Two, like just that sense of control, like all Americans think that we have. You know, just like, because it can orbit around, it's closer versus being 2 days in literal space.
1969 to 2022, it is way more easier.
Like, you raised...
We ain't even been back up there to explore.
I mean, you raised a good point, don't get me wrong, I'm just saying.
Even if we can't build nothing up there, we still should have been back there to explore even further. There's no reason why we shouldn't have. That's just my opinion.
They could have just put it on the back burner and just say we may have some other shit to do.
How are you going to send some shit past the moon
without exploring the moon? And plus, okay, tell me this. Why all these movies with the aliens and stuff? They had to get their ideas from somewhere.
And since we're so fucking curious, how come you haven't been back to the moon?
On the dark side.
Thank you. To explore the dark side.
There's some shit.
Well, isn't the dark side of the moon like infinitely colder than the lighter side?
It is.
So I feel like we might not have that aspect of the technology.
You might be right, but space freezes you.
Yeah, it does instantly.
Yeah, so
like I said, we might not have.
You can't sit up here and tell me all the leaps and bounds that we've done in the last few years, we can't figure our shit out.
We probably already.
And if you hadn't, just say that shit.
I mean, we probably already have. It's just that we're using that technology for something else. Maybe
they're not giving us reasons why they haven't been back, but they're not giving us reasons
why they can't.
Why they can't go back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not. They're being so tight-lipped about it, and I just don't understand that.
I mean, trying to...
And they know there's people out there questioning that shit, and it's like...
And to tell you the
truth... Well, tell me why we haven't, then.
And to tell you the truth, I feel like, because I was talking to Cece about this, I feel like about certain shit, like the whole killing of the assassination of JFK.
I think that was government.
No, but I'm saying, like,
sorry.
How they'll tell you who did it. They will tell you who did it. Openly tell you who did it.
But they, like, can't explain the two bullets.
No, but the reason. But, like, the reason, the process of how or what led up to it. Like, they won't tell you that part, but they'll tell you who killed
him. I don't think we'll ever know the real reason why he was assassinated.
And so, personally, I feel like the government is just trying to hide shit in plain sight, or knowing that they already got a certain amount of hold on people's perspectives already.
And they're using it against them.
It's just like, if they got enough people to not believe it, it's not going to matter about the number of people who do believe it.
Yeah.
Because who don't outweigh the people who do.
But there's starting to be too many that know the truth.
I think Kennedy probably threatened to expose some shit.
Yeah. But the thing is, the people who do know all this stuff coming out and all that, it's starting to get more and more and more. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you're going to have to either kill all of us, because you can't, you really, I mean, one or two, you can probably shut them up real quick. But if you got a whole bunch of people, a group of people, and it starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you can't shut everybody up without bombing everybody. There's too many. There's too many people with too many hands.
Right.
But when you guys do say there are too many.
Hey!
What the hell?
When you guys are saying, like, there are too many people, like, yes, there could be too many. To us, that number would be big, but I mean, like,
to them, probably not.
You look at the government, the amount of people
on the planet versus
them.
So it's just like, how do you keep that? And screw all this. Like, now that we're here, screw all the fucking the moon shit. How do you keep that many motherfucking people in check?
Yeah, you can't. You can't. You're going to have some people.
Like, that's not even on, like, some conspiracy shit. That's on some business shit. Like, how do you keep that many people in check?
That means they probably paid
them. Threaten
their families or pay them if they don't got it. One of the two.
Because I've been seeing a lot of shit saying that, like, America is no longer America. It's a business now. I was like, what? But that's a whole other podcast. Anyway, we're done with that topic. And there's probably going to be another one to go on this. We're doing a mini series. I don't know how many episodes just yet, but I'll let y'all know when I figure it out. But anyway, as always, later.